Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Guys, know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I'm my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. This is the quickest hour in internet talk radio. So let's get it started with a whole lot of things I want to talk about real quick. First of all, I'm having a beautiful day. I'm going to kind of go backwards and come up to the day. Tuesday, I went to my first concert since the Prince concert in 2015. Naturally, because I went to a concert, it would have a fucking rain delay. And this concert was an outdoor concert. I'm going to let you guys know, I went to go see Bone Thugs and Harmony and TLC. The concert started at 7:30. Bone Thugs and Harmony came on at 7:30. For anybody who knows about concerts, they never start on time. Guess what?
No.
This fucking concert started on time. At 7:30, Bone Thugs and Harmony was on the stage performing. But at 7:35, on the big screen, they said, yo, weather delay. Concert is delayed due to the damn severe storm. Well, if you were in the concert venue, you couldn't leave out, because if you left out, you wasn't getting back in. But if you were coming, if you were getting ready to come in, you were able to stay in your car. This fucking delay went on until after 9 o'clock. Thunderstorm, and the rain delay was not, I was in the covered area, so it did rain really hard, but I didn't get any rain on me. And it was a little windy, but it was more so the rain. The weather delay was because of lightning in the area. For anybody who knows about any type, even sports, sports are not delayed for rain. Sports are delayed for lightning. So concerts are the same way. They're delayed for lightning. So the concert was really good. I did not post it. I probably should eventually post one of these videos. The good videos, at least I wasn't singing in. But I was next to a couple, and I guess either this chick, and she looked like she was much younger than me, so she probably only knew like a few TLC songs. The one song that everybody knew was Scrub. So once they got through singing Scrub, she's like, okay, me, you know, her and her man, they was like out of there. And I'm like, okay, when y'all come to a concert, I come from beginning to end. Well, I take that back. I left the Prince concert early because he had 5 million fucking encores and my feet were hurting. After the third encore, I was like, okay, bitch got to go. Okay? But that's different because his concert also went past 1 in the morning. And he started on time. But anybody who had ever went to a Prince concert knows that he put on a real concert. And the only reason why this concert did not go past 11 p.m. is because the people who live in the area around this concert venue sued them about 5 or 6 years ago for the noise. So in order for this concert venue to stay open, they have to end everything at 11 p.m. So they did not cancel the concert, but they made sure they got everything done by 11 p.m. so they didn't get fined for the noise ordinance violation. But anybody who is a TLC fan, go to their concert. It was a really good concert. I highly recommend. It was a very good concert, and I'm happy that I went. You know, I'm happy that I went, and I was actually able to get up the next morning. I was kind of concerned. Y'all know that for those y'all who are not 50, I don't care what nobody say. Like, once you hit a certain age, especially when you go to work every day, 11 p.m. is considered late. I'm being honest. You know, unless you are naturally a night owl. But if you have a 9-to-5 or like what we call a regular day job where you work Monday through Friday with, you know, with this time, 11 p.m., you should have your butt in the bed. Because working 9-to-5 comes on here up by 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm just saying. Which means that if you're really trying to get some sleep, you want to get out of bed at a decent time to get ready for work. You know, there was a time I would say 11 p.m., yeah, I can hang at 11 p.m. and be at work at 8 in the morning. Okay, I could tell you. Fucking 50-year-old me, don't do that too often. Okay?
Exactly.
Because 50-year-old me realized that I'm not fucking 20-year-old me. 20-year-old me could do that shit and function on like 3.5 hours of sleep. 50-year-old me got to have at least 6 fucking hours. That's the minimum. Anything less than 6 hours,
yep.
Bitch is like saying, that's it, I ain't going to work. You know, I have to get at least 6 hours in. So, and if I'm doing less than 6 hours, if I get less than 6 hours of sleep, I better be working at home, okay? where I could squeeze in that 6 hours like I did for this concert, because
yep.
I didn't get home until almost 1 o'clock from the concert. So,
oh, damn.
And I have to
trust me.
Well, the concert was 45 miles, like about 40 miles, 40, 45 miles from my house. It was not close. This was a nice drive away.
Sounds like it.
But it, and anybody who know me, I spend more time in the parking lot at the concert because naturally they didn't have their parking organized as far as getting out. So I spent about 25 minutes just trying to get out the damn parking lot. So once I got the parking lot, then it took me another 15 minutes because they were doing construction like on one of the roads that I had to drive. And then once I got on the actual freeway, because literally this venue is like an hour from my house, and my daughter went with me, and I dropped her off at her house. But it was a good concert. Either way, I still recommend it. I did do scream. I did lose a little bit of my voice, but I was singing. I knew the next to me. It was probably shocked that I knew the song. So anybody who know me and know that I love TLC, like I'm up there, I'm singing Scrubs, and I'm singing Waterfalls, and I knew they were going to end with Waterfalls, so I was happy that they ended with Waterfalls.
Yeah.
And I've even played Waterfalls, and they play Creep. So, and for anybody who does not know any of the TLC songs, let me see if I can pull up one that y'all will really know. Okay. And I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just going to play a little bit for anybody who don't know. So don't think that we're getting ready to have a whole concert tonight. But this is what they ended with. I just want y'all to know those. So for those of y'all who did not know who TLC was, that's just two of the songs. And this is these songs are already, I did not upload these. These are songs that are already on this playlist. Scrubs is like my favorite song. Red Light Special. I think that they were shocked. We all know I Got a Pass, and Red Light Special was one of the songs they did. And my daughter kind of just like looked away from me because my daughter doesn't know why I love Red Light Special. But I'll let you guys know. I love Red Light Special because when Red Light Special came out, I was actually dancing in the club. And
yeah,
Red Light Special is what I did my pole dance to. And that Red Light Special and Shantae Moore were my moneymakers. So for anybody who don't know what a moneymaker, every dancer has a song where their money just comes through on that. And because Red Light Special, that's a fucking song. I mean, y'all got to understand, Red Light Special is the song that if you're not fucking when you hear Red Light Special, then you got a problem. And it's not that many female songs that you could say you're going to fuck to, okay? Let's just keep it real. And Red Light Special is that song that you go fucking to. Greg, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
So that's how I started my week. Because we already talked about the Lions. You know we did the Lions last week. But I got a chance to, on my way to that concert, I got a invitation to have what they call a coffee and talk with my congresswoman. Now, my congresswoman is a congresswoman that a lot of people don't like. Greg, when I tell your name, because I know you don't like her. Well, I'm not going to say you don't like her because I'm passing judgment and before I even know. But you probably don't have a favorable opinion of her. I'll put it that way.
I don't know. It
don't
depends. I'll put it this way. It depends on which one this one is.
I'm pretty sure. A lot of people, put it like this. She's on that list of people don't have a favorable opinion of her. Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah, really haven't heard much about her, so no, I'm game on that.
But
so, don't know.
But she's part of what they call the squad, AOC, her, and the young lady out of Minnesota. They call them.
Oh, yeah.
They call,
now, that
I don't
one
know who,
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who named them the squad. I meant to ask her that, but that's not what I want. I asked her some questions that were really important to me. I'm not going to divulge those questions. The reason why I'm not going to divulge them because that will give you guys more information about me than you know, than you need to know.
Right.
But what was shocking was that she did like a phone call and she said, hey, I'm going to be in your area. We're going to do a coffee and conversation. And she only did it 4 hours. She did it in a park. And she called the residents in my city. Now, my city has about 30,000 people. Did I expect 30,000 people to show up? No. But I would have thought more than two of us would have fucking showed up. I'm just going to keep it real. It was three.
Yeah.
If you count, I take it back, three people, three residents, and two city council members showed up. I was actually shocked, I was disappointed in my neighbors. And when I say this, there's not many opportunities that you get where you can have a one-on-one with your federal council person. You know, that's a rarity where you get that one-on-one, that personal time where you can ask questions and get real answers where it's not a rally where they're going for a cause, where they're actually having conversations. So I'm glad that a lot of people didn't show up, and I'm also disappointed because people like to complain about what they don't do on Washington. And they always say, well, my council person this, my council person that. When you have the opportunity and you don't go for it, and I understand, and it was at 6 o'clock in the evening, so it's not like she had to stay the night. She did this at 6 in the evening. So when I say I was disappointed, for anybody who listens to the show, yes, I have every right to say I'm disappointed in my neighbors because we elect these people to do a job for us, and a lot of people will bitch about my congressperson don't do this. My congressperson is shit. They don't do shit in Washington. They don't hear us. They don't, you know, we always hear about, and I'm guilty of it also, where what the fuck have they done? They're not doing shit. You know, yes,
right.
I write letters, but when you get the opportunity to have that one-on-one with them and you don't take advantage of it, I'm disappointed because in a city of 20,000 people, I expected more than three of us to show up.
Yeah.
And that was disheartening. So, people,
if you get
that opportunity.
Yes.
if you get that opportunity to have that little personal time with your council person or senator, take advantage of it, because to me, my level of respect for her went up. I am one of those people who I wish sometimes she would just be quiet, because I feel some of the things that she say I don't always agree with. But you know what? I got to ask her some real questions, and I got real answers. And they were honest answers. And she told me one of the questions I asked her, she said, well, I'm going to tell you, you're probably not going to like this, but I'm not going to do this. But she gave me her reason why. And guess what? I respect her. Because she didn't just say no. She laid out the reason why she's not doing what I asked her about. And
yeah,
it was one of those like, hey, I actually respect you. And the fact that she took the time and listened to each and every one of our questions and she answered them. And she had two of her staff members there with her. So it wasn't just like she was out there. She did very personal time with us. And whatever I may have, I got a chance to meet another side of her other than what I've seen on TV. Because I will tell you, this is the first time I've had a chance to actually meet my council person. And when John Conyers was alive, I got a chance to meet him a number of times because of my position when I lived in the city of Detroit. This is the first time I've got a chance to meet the person who took his place. And to have this one-on-one, I appreciated it, you know. And I feel more, I understand her more now because of the questions that I asked than I did before. And because she did bring her chief of staff with her and another individual. And she said, listen, you know, I've got to go. I mean, she literally went back to D.C. like the next day. So when I tell you that I can't speak for everybody else, but and naturally, and I'm going to say this, if you're in California, I don't expect your council person, I don't expect your congressperson to be like mine. We're only like a 6.5-hour drive, really an 8-hour drive from D.C., so it's a little bit easier, but she says that she's actually, I guess, house-sitting for someone in D.C. When she's there, she has a good friend that has a place in D.C., so she has a place that she stays in D.C. But, again, the fact that I know that she was here on Wednesday, you know, it gave me more respect. You know, I'm just going to be honest. And people who don't take advantage of that, that's disheartening. You know, because I don't want to be at some rally yelling and screaming and saying, yeah, yeah, yay, this and yeah, yeah, yay, that. You know, I want to have real conversations about what I care about and get answers. And it might not necessarily be the answer that I want, but at least I got an answer. So what was you saying, Greg, before I interrupted you?
No. No, I interrupted you, but yes, I agree. For my senators and congresspeople, if they held something like that and I was able to go to it, oh, man, my ass would be there big time. But, I mean, one senator, he sends out a weekly email as far as a letter stating, okay, this is what's going on, this is what's happening, this is right or wrong, and I follow it. And I like him, good background, I mean, everything. So it just, you know, if they have something like that, man, I'm there.
And like I said, I appreciate it because, and like I said, I understand Detroit is closer than Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And California. And Illinois, even. You know, so I'm not saying that I expect every single congressperson to do this, but I appreciate mine. And, you know, the ones from Michigan seem to do it a lot. I'm going to be honest. The ones here in Michigan seem to do it a lot. Debbie Dingell, who is, believe it or not, I'm closer. I actually live closer to Debbie Dingell, but I don't, because of the way my city is broken into two congressional districts, which as small as it is, it's crazy, but it's not my city itself. It's my zip code because my zip code covers a number of cities. So they literally have to, when I put in, I actually get information from both. Okay, why did I just lose my signal? Okay, I'm waiting on my signal to pop back up. I lost all my screens. I was like, why did it disappear? Because I was moving my mouse. But I have conversations with both Debbie Dingell and Rashida Tlaib, and they have these calls at least once a month. But a lot of people are on these calls. So it's hit or miss if you're going to get through to ask a question. So I was glad that I was able to have that one-on-one with her. And Debbie Dingell, I mean, if I really wanted to contact Debbie Dingell, I'm going to be honest, if I really wanted to, I know how to contact her. And it's a person who used to work for her husband who is really close with her, and they work in the state of Michigan, congressional stuff. So they have a good relationship with her. But I said, the whole thing, I actually needed my congressperson, which is Rashida Tlaib. And like I said, I appreciated it, you know, big time. And Gary Peters, before he became a senator, I've had one-on-ones with him. I have not had a one-on-one with Debbie Stabenow, which is my other senator. But I can tell you that if you get the opportunity, go for it. I'm going to bring on Randy, but I got my next thing because you know that I said I'm feeling good. Y'all see, I ain't complaining about nothing other than my disappointment of people. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Getting ready for some football tonight.
I'm going to have football tomorrow.
Yeah. Ravens and the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, they come on like what? In a few minutes, like at 8 o'clock, right?
8 o'clock, yes.
How you doing, Randy?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, man.
And
I'm
that was
like
just
you, man,
the,
getting ready to watch that game.
I mean the Chargers. I said the Rams.
Yeah.
That was just beat the Chargers.
By,
the Rams won again.
Field goal. Eagles lost today. The Browns, they won.
Yeah, now
well,
all we
I
have to do
the
is...
other thing.
Go ahead.
I've got the other thing I'm going to talk about. I realized why I love living in a small town today. Small towns have, like, these little festivals that they don't talk about on the news because the town's so small.
Mm-hmm.
Which they should have. Like, in my city, for the past 3 days, we've had what we call the Pumpkin Festival. And our downtown is so small, when they close off the streets, like they did Friday, they did like a light parade. I did not stay for the light parade because Lord knows that I wouldn't stand for no parade. But when you live in a small town, the difference between a small town and a big city is that people really do stake out their spots with their lawn chairs. And you ain't moving nobody's lawn chair. So it was like nice on Friday.
Yep.
I got through the downtown before they had the parade, but they had food trucks. They had bounce houses. I went Friday, and then I went today. Now, the best-kept secret was that they was giving away free food today. Didn't nobody tell me they was giving away free food. I went down there because I wanted to support the food trucks. And I wanted to see what they had, and they had a Taste of Soul. So I was like, this has got to be some soul food up there doing Taste of Soul. And they gave you a ticket, and you were able to get a sample meal. Well, that sample meal actually was the right size. You didn't need 2 tons of food. And it was actually like fried. They had fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, string beans, and collard greens. I did chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens because I'm not too fond of string beans. I'm just being honest, I do not like string beans. So I did not get the string beans. But even for a sample, if you are a person who actually is eating the way you should, that sample plate, which was not a small amount of food.
Mm-hmm.
I got full. I was like, okay, I'm good. But then I'm sure that if they would have put out there they was giving away free food, all kind of folks would have been down there. They didn't tell you until you got down there to the festival, and they had, like, one woman saying, yo, make sure you go get your ticket and get your little wristband so you could participate, because they had an obstacle course and these other things. They had the city I live in is called Romulus, and they said they did Romulus Got Talent. I did not stay for all of the stuff because, one, it was kind of hot. Anybody who knows me knows that it's Sunday and I do football. I do not really do festivals, but I wanted to support my city. And they had some food trucks down there. But people, if you have access to, like, a small town or know somebody in a small town, support these things that the small towns and cities do, because that's where you find real people at. I mean, the city council people was walking around out there like, my city council people know who I am. Now, people would say, most people would say, you live in a city of 20,000 people. There's no way your city council people know you. 20,000 is really not that many people, okay? Let's keep it real. But if you participate and you're active, then you have a voice also, again, in what's going on. So if you live in a small town, I'm not saying go participate in every little thing they do, but support your city. Because if you don't support your city, then other things, you know, they will eliminate some things. And this little thing, it was really good. It was family friendly. They did a tour, and it was in our historical area. So we have, like, all these historical houses and stuff and, like, different things. And I did not do the tours. I've done the tour before, the historical areas in my city. But for people who don't live in my city, it was, to me, a really good thing. And they had live music. They even had beer for the folks who want a beer. But they had different contests and everything going on. So it was really nice. I enjoyed myself. I stayed for about an hour and a half. I didn't stay long, but it was hot, and I wanted to get back to football. I'm just going to say it was hot, and I wanted to get back to football.
Have you actually been in that kind of a town there? Farmers Market.
Yes. Our farmers market ended in August. I did not go to the farmers market this year, but when I first moved out here and I realized they had a farmers market, I went to it on a regular basis. They did not have as many. The first year I moved out here, they did not have a lot of vendors, so I haven't been back. The farmers market where I used to live at was actually bigger than this farmers market, which I was shocked considering that the farmers market where I used to live at was only for the community that I lived in. It wasn't for the whole city. So
right.
It was shocking that this one was much smaller than I anticipated. So it may be bigger now, but when I first moved out here, I know that they were moving the farmers market because of we built a new courthouse and a few things out here. But it was really small, and it wasn't at that many vendors. And our farmers market is only on Tuesdays. Like, they have crazy hours. So I'm sure they probably have changed the hours because the hours are, like, really crazy, like from 1 to 3 p.m. or something. I'm like, can't nobody get out to the farmer's market that time? Folks got jobs.
Yeah.
So I think they changed the
time
because.
Yeah, I mean, same here. Where I live, Choctaw, it's like from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock on Friday night. And another one next town over, and they're smaller than us, they do it on Saturday.
Now, see, there's a city called Redford. They do theirs on Saturday. Now, theirs is a big farmer's market. I've been there. I try not to go to their farmer's market because when I go to their farmer's market, I get in trouble. I'm going to be honest. And when I say I get in trouble, it's just because of all the fresh food and stuff. But then because of where we live at, I understand why the farmer's markets are not that big because I'm in proximity to Eastern Market, which is the big market for the city of Detroit, and that's on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's 365. And they have, like, five sheds, and it's a whole shopping district, but the fresh fruit and vegetables is Friday and Saturday, and then they're getting ready, and then they have their Tuesday market, but I think that's getting ready to end in another couple of weeks if it hasn't ended already. And the Tuesday market, it's really for people who work downtown Detroit. I'm gonna be honest. I always tell people, I was like, the Tuesday Market was not open for those of us who got jobs. The Tuesday Market was for the folks who live in that area, because they do have a lot of people who live in that area and quite a few retirees. I was like, but that was not made. The Tuesday Market wasn't for those of us who got jobs.
Yeah,
I said that
right.
was for them folks who, you know, got them weird hours. But because we're proximity to Eastern Market, which goes from 7 a.m. Saturday morning until 5 p.m. on Saturday, and the same thing on Sundays, except, and this year they're not doing tailgating because we used to do tailgating at Eastern Market. And they had an area, like, part of it, part of the market was closed, so they could do the, get the extra money from tailgating, but this year they said they didn't have it to, you know, work the tailgating, so they're trying to figure out other ways to do tailgating down there for the Lions game.
Yeah.
But, yes, our farmer market is over. It ended in August. But, like I said, other cities do have the farmer's market, so that was good. Oh, my God. Seattle and Tennessee are getting ready to go into overtime. I'm sorry, you guys. I glanced up at the TV.
Okay.
And they've got 4 seconds. They've got 4 seconds left in the game, and they're tied 30-30.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Seattle has a player down, and that's not good. Keep Brandon the sound.
Yeah.
I mean, the tackle Brandon the sound. I can't see his last name. So I think it said last name Hall or something, but there's 8 seconds left in the game, and they're 3rd and 7.
Mm-hmm.
So they still got time to, like, do, if they get within a certain range, they can probably. I could see Seattle just kicking a fucking field goal and making it, because that's just the type of fucking team they are. I'm just being honest. I love Russell Wilson. He, you know, he's one of those people who I'd be like, okay, Russell Wilson, you know, I hate that you're fucking married to the NBA era. I mean, that's a man I would actually probably go after. I ain't even gonna lie. You know? I mean, how many times do you get a handsome man and a beautiful woman that's actually married to each other? Normally one, especially when you're talking about pro athletes. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, normally, you know, the wife might be average, you know, or the man might be handsome and the wife be average, or the wife be beautiful and the man be average. I mean, like, look at Tom and Giselle. Let's keep it real. The only reason why Tom Brady is attractive is because of his money. He is not really that attractive of a guy. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, and
but,
he comes across now as a little bit of a psychotic psycho.
Who's a little bit of a psychotic psycho?
Giselle.
Oh, she is.
Tom Brady's wife.
Like I said, I really, you know, but that's the case of average dude, good-looking woman. But Russell Wilson and Pierre are both two very attractive people. You know, Seth Curry, he would be, you know, he's all right. He's a red bone, but he married to a red bone. He married his high school sweetheart. So, you know, that's a difference there. But, you know, you don't really get pro athletes where both people are really attractive. I'm just going to keep it real.
Right.
You know, you normally have one as attractive and the other one as average. But, again, Russell Wilson, on the other hand, you know, fucking married damn Sierra, and they got all these damn children together. You know, I'm like, damn you. Not a bad-looking man, and I can't even say nothing bad. And I like his wife's music. She ain't dropped shit in a while, but, you know. But I even like her as a singer. But tomorrow night, I will be at the Detroit Lions watch party. I had actually considered talking to someone that I know to try to get tickets to this game, because I know a Green Bay season ticket holder who very seldom uses their tickets. So we were actually considering this was going to be like the warmest game. We were going to try to get we were going to try to talk them into their tickets since they weren't going to go. But I'm going to be at the watch party here in Detroit. The watch party is actually going to be at Ford Field. This was a invite-only party, so it will not be a million people at this party.
Hell yeah.
It will probably be about 50 or 60 people at this watch party. But I'm happy about it. I'm okay with the watch party being 50 or 60 people. And I just hope that we go in and kick ass. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, I hope Aaron Rodgers is still in this little fucked up ass mood that he's been in, and he fucked up this game also. Because when you say that, something like this, we lost, but Green Bay lost horrible last week, okay? They made us look good.
Big time.
Green Bay never makes us look good. So the fact that Green Bay made us look good last week because they lost by like a million fucking points and we only lost by one touchdown. Let's keep it real. And we came back from being like the shithole team that we've been. So the fact that we came back from being shithole to actually fighting to come back, yeah, I want to see this game tomorrow night.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So I will be at the game, which means that, again, remember I talked about being over 50 and getting home after 11 o'clock? This will be one of those. The difference is I only live 20 minutes from Ford Field, and since there will not be a ton of traffic out there because this is not a regular game. You know, this is strictly a watch party. So
yeah.
Definitely there will not be traffic out there. I'll probably get home in 15 minutes. I'm serious.
Excuse me. Let me ask you something, Ms. V. Have the Ravens ever played the Lions? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't think they have. I think maybe once. I don't recall, though.
I was thinking about that because we play you next Sunday in Detroit.
Yeah, I'll get that game.
Huh?
Yep, it's going to be here in Detroit, and that's going to be Calvin Johnson. His he goes up on the Hall of Fame, the Ring of Fame. Here in Ford Field, and there's like a whole dedication ceremony during halftime for him.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
I hope we do better than we've been doing. But tomorrow we have a game, so, you know. But
yeah.
We got a lot of people out who are questionable, and that's – I don't expect us to have like a damn good season because this is rebuild. This is truly the first rebuild that we've had in a long time. You know, Jared Goff is only a placeholder for a couple of years. We're getting rid. I know he's not staying because if he doesn't learn how to fucking throw and play, he's got to go. You know, that shit he did last week, I say it again, you know, fucking call Cam. Call Cam Newton. Because Cam Newton ain't got no job right now, and I want Cam. I never thought I would say I won't Cam, but I won't Cam. Hell, I want Kaepernick. So let's keep it real. Kaepernick ain't doing shit right now. Call Kaepernick because we need him. And he's been practicing. We know he's been practicing. Let's keep it real. Kaepernick is keeping himself ready for the NFL. So my whole thing is that call Cam or call Kaepernick. We need one of them. Because Goff ain't doing it right now. But that was only one game. And Goff did take the Rams to the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not going to dismiss him for that. But he don't know how to fucking scramble. So
he's
going to enjoy
his
this
prime.
Year and next year, and he's gone. What did
yeah,
you say?
He's over his prime. He is over his prime.
You know, and he's young. So I'm just like, come on. I'm through with this shit. I'm so tired of, you know, that's the only thing I don't like to say. We could have gotten anybody, but he's got to stay here.
Yeah.
2 years. He's finished out his contract.
I mean, I just hope the Ravens win tonight, because we could have won that game this past Monday night in Vegas. Last Monday night game, we could have won that one, but what can you do? It's only one game. It's early in the season, and I just hope we win tonight.
And who are y'all playing tonight?
I'm sorry.
Who are you guys playing tonight?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's going to be a hard game.
Yeah.
That's why I say I hope we win this one.
Yep. I'm going to be watching that game because both teams actually have quite a few OU Sooner football players on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I like all teams that actually have, you know, my college players.
Was it Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, didn't he beat us? Didn't that guy beat us the last time? Was it one of the playoffs last year?
I think so. Yes,
Patrick Mahomes.
And he finds a way.
Now you know who nobody's talking about. What's the little boy from Arizona? The badass.
Which one?
Quarterback from Arizona. The new one.
Quarterback.
The quarterback.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. From
I'm
Oklahoma,
so glad we
Heisman
beat his
winner.
Ass both times. I'm so glad we beat his ass both times we played them. Because that shit, you know, that was fucking embarrassing where we almost lost against them and we beat them. I was like, okay. You know, but our schedule is starting to get harder, and playing Green Bay tomorrow is going to be serious. That's going to be a serious game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And like I said, I'm not even wearing my blue hair tomorrow because it's a away game, and I normally wouldn't be at anything. No, I'm serious. Normally, I would be somewhere, but because this is a away game and it's a watch party, what I'm going to do is I'll have my regular hair. You know, I'm going to be in Lions gear naturally because I can't go to a Lions watch party and not be in Lions gear. But as far as me having on my jersey and everything, I mean, right now I'm trying to figure out whose jersey I'm going to get. And I'm actually thinking that I'm going to get DeAndre Swift. Because I like the way he plays. If we can keep Darren Fells for more than one fucking season, I'll get his damn jersey. But this is the second time he's played for us. And he is a beast. I do like the way he plays, you know. But my whole thing is that I want to see if we're going to keep him. Because when I was there to buy his damn jersey last time he played for us, we fucking released his ass. So I will not be getting his jersey, but I will probably get DeAndre Swift. That's when I've said this. Our 300-yarder, our big moneymaker is going to be DeAndre Swift this year. And Hockenson,
yeah.
You know, I'll go get Hockenson's jersey also. Hock is actually showing that he's worth the money. He's worth it. Damn. What the hell is they doing in this game?
Well, you're watching the game.
Tennessee act like that. I guess Tennessee is trying to lose this because they know whoever gets the first touchdown. I mean, they can't even catch a damn ball. Now they third and 15.
Yeah, but you got to look, too. Tennessee's on only 34-yard line of their own.
Well, I've got the volume down, and I didn't see where they were. Damn, they ain't at the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
They can't even kick a damn field goal from this range.
Yeah.
How's their kicker?
Fourth and 15. Fourth
damn,
and 15 right
it.
Now, and Tennessee is going to punt.
Yeah. So now it's going to get back to Seattle.
Yep.
And they're in Seattle, aren't they?
Yes.
Wow. See, this is why I love that my co-hosts and everybody are football fans, because at least my distraction is the same distraction with everybody else. Oh, I took the puppy to the vet, and he weighs fucking 30 pounds. And guess what the vet told me? Now, apparently, my baby is so rowdy that the vet calls me on the phone and tells me, you know, you need to cut his nails at home and hold his paws. I was like, I thought this woman would do it. No, you need to do it so that he won't be acting up when he comes to the vet. I'm like, when he goes to the grandma like once every 6 weeks. So,
yep.
He's not
that's
a bad
clean
puppy.
Just got trim them nails.
Yeah, but he gets his nails done at the groomer. And she told me I still need to
Yeah, but, yes, and that's fine. The nails grow faster than the actual hair.
Well, his hair isn't growing that fast. And he's just
yeah
the same. Like, he just came over to me. Give me a kiss. Thank you. He no manners. Like, he gives me kiss. And for anybody who wants to know what type of kiss I get, I don't do that kissing in the mouth. My puppy knows
mm-hmm
how to kiss me on the cheek. So I get a kiss on the cheek. And he knows how to give the kiss.
Hmm.
So don't nobody be thinking, I don't do that gross, nasty stuff of kissing my dog in the mouth, okay?
Ew.
That ain't happening.
No. No.
I mean, who does that? Who does
you, a lot of people. Believe it or not, a lot of people
you'd
kiss their dogs in the mouth.
I don't kiss a
yep
dog in the mouth.
I don't kiss my dog in the mouth, but there are quite a few people who kiss their dogs in the mouth. I'm not one of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I've talked.
Disgusting, man.
It's like, if you won't lick me, you do it on my cheek. You ain't getting around my fucking mouth.
But that's why when I tell him to give a kiss, he knows to give a kiss on the cheek. So when she told me that he didn't
yep
have no manners, I'm like, my baby got manners. I know he got manners because he wouldn't know, he would not know to kiss me on my cheek if he didn't have no manners, right?
Oh. Oh.
Okay, and see,
damn,
you're ahead of me. So whatever just happened, I don't know because you're ahead of me. Damn, did they sex? Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Is it a safety or did he get away with throwing it? So, yeah, that just got all fucked up.
Did they call a safety on that?
Oh, they marked it less than the one. Holy shit.
Okay, so
and
you do
it's
not want to get a touchback.
And they got lucky on that. And he's down at the 40, 41, in good territory. So Titans might have a chance in,
to win
this game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got 7:19 left in the game.
Jeez.
And see, that's
yeah,
thing.
See.
How can they mark him down there when he threw it from the end zone? Well, yeah, okay, whatever.
They go about where they first grabbed him at before the end zone.
Okay. And see, that I didn't know.
Let me ask you guys something. What was the last movie you saw on the big screen before the pandemic, or at least after the pandemic, where we thought we were doing good?
Okay, I
oh,
haven't
shit
seen anything after the pandemic. Before the pandemic, the last movie I think I saw was Acrimony. I think I saw Acrimony.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the last one I saw.
Well, the last one I saw was Summer of Soul on the big screen. That's that concert movie from That's that concept movie. If you haven't heard of it, it's a concept movie. It was made the same summer as Woodstock in 69, summer of 69. It was July 69. No one has heard of it. No one has heard
I
of it.
I think I heard a little bit about it, but they like did like a small blip.
I mean, it's been in the vault for about 50 years. And Questlove took it out of the vault and showed it to it. I mean, that was the last movie I saw on the big screen. Except the theater I went to was only a few people because we had the social distance. When I wear my mask,
right.
I'm not dumb. I'm not going to go into a theater not wearing no mask. No way.
I haven't been to a theater during COVID at all. Like I said, I went to the concert last week, and that was an outdoor concert.
Yeah. Well, that's me. I mean, as far as movies, have not been.
Have not been?
No, it's
like
been
I said, before the pandemic,
years.
I went to Acrimony. I've been taking advantage of, like,
concert,
all the free... I've been taking advantage of all of the free, like the free showings, like on cable, because like they did like a week of Epics for free, and they did a week of Showtime for free. So I've been taking advantage of being able to see these channels I normally wouldn't see for free.
Yeah.
So every time they pop up like a week of free, I'm watching the free. I'm watching all the. I'm binge watching the free stuff.
Yep.
I've been doing that since all pandemic long. I just wanted. It was July when I saw finally went to a movie theater. I mean, that movie theater, I haven't been there in 17 years. I just want to see something on the big screen instead of streaming it on my computer. Or, I just got tired of streaming it. You know. I mean, I know watching at home is great, but it's not the same as being in the movie theater.
Oh, Lord, no. I mean, Randy, it's far from, by a field goal.
Yeah.
That was nice. But, seeing a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you might have a 55, 50, 72, 82, 84-inch TV.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not the same as going to a theater or a drive-in and watching a movie on the big screen.
She never been to a drive-in.
And I have not been in 10-plus years.
I've never been to a drive-in.
Oh, man, they are awesome.
Which sort of like sucks in a way.
We only have one left here in Oklahoma City. And it's one kid movie, one adult movie.
Adult drive-in movie.
Well, adult, I mean in like PG-13.
Okay.
Or maybe, well, like Top Gun, that would be an adult movie.
Man, I just thought when you meant adult, I mean porn.
they don't put that on.
Where I come from, that's
porn. That shit don't exist anymore other than on internet. Unless you go to one of those places and buy a DVD.
Mm-hmm. And nobody's buying DVDs anymore, especially porn DVDs. I mean, they're streaming it right now. They're all streaming.
Exactly. Why have porn on a big screen?
Oh my God! Last time I saw porn on a big screen is probably 30 years ago.
I've never seen porn
exactly.
on a big screen.
I did once, maybe twice, but that was back in the 70s.
I've never seen porn on a big screen.
It's like that was after midnight. To tell you the truth, I think it was the rated R version to where you saw nudity but no penetration.
Right.
So, it's like, okay. But, you don't see any of that. And I would love to go see a big screen movie theater movie, but I have not yet. The only one I might think about go seeing would be the Maverick, Top Gun.
Oh, the Tom Cruise movie, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the only one.
I'm trying to wait for COVID to get.
Know.
If they go
yeah.
to the drive-in. Why are you whining?
And see that thing. Drive-in, I would go quick. But everything I've seen that's been playing at this drive-in, okay, no. I'm not really interested.
Right.
I don't have a kid. My kid is out of the house, and it's like, I don't want to go see a kid movie. And then whatever else.
Right.
Drive-in is the best place to go see a movie.
Well, you know it's bad when they put a thing out for the drive-in here and they say no barbecuing.
Yeah. And see,
they literally
like,
have put
oh,
on
man.
The website for the drive-in saying no barbecuing.
What?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Me either.
I mean,
oh,
that would actually be kind of cool.
But that's why because I kid you not, the little portable propane grills, I have one of those also.
Yeah.
People with pickup trucks go to the drive-in, and what they do is they bring their food and they barbecue. They take their propane thing, their propane grill, set it up, and they open up the flatbed of their truck, and they, instead of having the driver, you know, the front of the vehicle facing the screen, they have the back of the vehicle facing the screen, and they be barbecuing, and they have the window sound so they can hear the movie through the speakers in the vehicle, and that's what they're
yeah.
doing. They be out there barbecuing and watching the movie. I'm telling you, I've seen it myself. I was like, damn, I wish I had a pickup. You know, that was like, that's one of the few times I've been wishing that I have a pickup truck, because they literally barbecue at the drive-in,
man.
So now they because of COVID, they tell people they can't barbecue at the drive-in.
I mean, that would be awesome.
I would love that. I mean, I love to have a barbecue at a drive-in. I mean, instead of using popcorn, same old boring popcorn, hot dogs, sodas, and candy.
No, at the drive-in,
yeah.
you can bring your own food. They just told us we can barbecue no more.
Yeah.
So people be eating good at the drive-in anyway, because when you go to the drive-in, you eat better than. So like this, you stop at McDonald's and you bring all your food in, whatever you want. Like I have gone to the drive-in with a full meal with my children when they were little.
Oh, shit.
I would cook dinner at home, and I'd be like, what y'all want? And my son and daughter would say whatever they wanted. We'd be at the drive-in. They'd be in the back seat. They would have their full dinner in the back seat.
Yep. That's it. You bring your own food, and the only time you go up near the concession would be to go ahead
to
and go to
the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. You need to bring your own food and drink.
The drive-in are actually clean. Yeah, you can bring your own food and drink
they
to the
are.
Drive-in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we done had a good conversation this week. I told y'all I was feeling good. So, we are coming down to our 42nd mark. We will be back next week. I will let everybody know about October 3rd. I'm going to have a conversation this week. We may not have a show on October 3rd because there's a possibility that I may be going to the NAACP Fight for Freedom Fund there. But we'll discuss that next week, and I will let everybody know. So have a great week, everybody. Go Lions!
Bye.
Be good, everybody. Enjoy it. Ciao.
Might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about